This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
I'm mocking you, dork.
Oh, okay. Why are you mocking me?
Let's start with our promotional announcement.
Germany today appears to be beaten. Hitler, out.
Out.
Swastikas.
I think they're gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
Nazi propaganda.
Where is it?
Air.
Where is it?
Concentration camps, empty.
Where'd they go?
There are ruins. There are flowers.
Flowers, yes.
There's some mighty pretty scenery.
Pretty.
Don't let it fool us.
Don't let it fool you.
It's still enemy country.
Yes. Right.
We must still be alert. We must still be suspicious of everyone.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
We take no chances. We're up against something more than tourist scenery.
Welcome.
We're up against German history. It isn't good.
Welcome to this edition of the Don and Mike Show. America on edge.
It isn't pretty. Beware.
You know what it looks like around here?
Wow. Looks like baby vomit.
Hey, a Gordon Ramsay tape.
Looks like baby vomit.
Oh, thank you from Hell's Kitchen last night.
There you go.
Let's take another question for you. Good afternoon, talk back. 49 minutes after the hour, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. This show is very informative. I've heard information that I have not heard elsewhere.
Thank you.
I would like to say welcome back, Mr. Hamilton.
Thank you.
I agree with the there should not be a selective service, because I do not think that if you enacted a draft, so to speak, that you would have people lining up just to accommodate a system that could not find a remedy to Robert Spiewak's bleeding colon.
There you go.
Would you stop it?
Oh, would you stop it, please?
I like you saying thank you.
Thank you. thank you.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Oh.
Can you hear me okay?
The douchebag guy.
Yes, I'm happy to say. You are on the radio.
Super. Yeah, I was interested in, you brought up the Kyoto Accords, which has always interested me. I'm sorry, it's late.
Oh, we're not offended. We're sympathetic.
The discussion
the very mention of what we did, makes everyone stammer, because it was so careless and so stupid and so unconcerned about the rest of the. I mean, the rest of life.
What?
Which part was that?
Opting out of the Kyoto Accords, saying that's not for us.
What?
Oh. Yeah, that too. But the reason, one of the questions I wanted to ask you was, you started to talk about the difference between the different grades of oil, like light crude and kerosene, and kerosene is distilled. Light crude?
Right.
I was thinking that sweet light crude was the lubricant that Mike O'Mara used on his bully stick when he shoved it in his fuselage.
I wonder whether we can count on anything that's more inappropriate than that.
I love that response.
Let's see.
Oh, that is the best response of all
we'll
of
us. We'll see.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to come to you on our first fundraising show of the new year. And we have just gotten off to a bang.
Fundraising show.
A nice, nice pledge. And I'd like to thank the gentleman who did that. Buzz Bourbon, right here in New York.
Buzz Bourbon.
A very generous pledge. Buzz, we appreciate it.
You bet. Buzz Bourbon.
My pleasure. One more. Here we go.
You're on the air. There you go. Hello?
Hello.
How are you? How are you doing, pal?
I'm fine. How are you? I just wanted to say that the Meow Mix commercial that you played that said Meow Mix came in three flavors.
Mm.
I think they were full of dreck because no matter what you did, it always needed salt anyway. I don't care what kind of flavor it was. I used to make Mike O'Mara stand on his head, and I would eat it with a spoon off of his taint. And still, it wouldn't help.
Get tuned to WBAY. That's why I love my listeners so much.
Okay.
Hi. Never has a breath.
Hello.
Never gets a full breath.
Hello.
Hi there.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. You know anything about that Belcher?
You're mentally retarded.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Kind of.
Look at the size of his unit.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Listen to this tool.
I said to most of the victims whom I met with, I used this example. I said, your life, I wish, were like a VHS tape where we could delete these years of misery and difficulty and start over.
I say, you are a liar.
That's that church dude.
I say, you are a liar.
If we could, if only we could just rewind the tape of the priest touching you.
Yeah, you'd think he could have given a digital analogy. You know, at least give us a digital. I mean, the Catholic Church has that rap of being antiquated. You know, bring that analogy into the TiVo generation.
Do you think they have VHS still at the Vatican?
I think they probably have Betamax at the Vatican.
I've always done a certain thing with the string bikini.
Hi, Jessica.
I take a safety pin and I do a ruching on the butt because what? I don't really have a. Like, I want more of a butt, and we actually put that into the line for the girls who want more butt.
Oh, that's Jessica Simpson talking about her butt.
Something stinks, like stale French fries.
Come on, Chris.
Looks like baby vomit.
Oh, here's Big Ed now.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Okay. Looks like baby vomit.
Welcome.
How are you? It's going to be a funny show.
The show's going to be funny.
Looks like baby vomit.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. So I think he at like 10 to 12 times at one point.
Wow. Yeah.
Looks like baby vomit.
I know it does.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
Okay, stop it. It's time for the show.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
You got that right.
Is everybody happy?
Okay. Wow.
I need to look at the meat and smell the fish and things like that.
That's Matt Lauer, everyone.
Gotcha.
Matthew Lauer.
That's very silly.
Right? Stop that. It's silly. It's very silly indeed.
Silly indeed. What it looks like.
Looks like baby vomit.
And can I just say, I hope this is the first in a series of wonderful tapes from the British chef Gordon Ramsay.
You know, not only does he have the Hell's Kitchen show, he's got a BBC America show now as well.
Yes, he does. And he's very consistent. I don't know. I mean, you know, you sign on for some heap 'em big abuse when you sign on for that Hell's Kitchen.
Howdy, Don and Mike show. Welcome to the baby vomit show.
Looks like baby vomit.
Hi there.
Greetings from the inside of a FedEx truck.
Hi.
Hey, I just have a question. Are you guys ever going to get back and doing your blog? You guys did two of them, and that's it.
No.
The blogging. There you go. That's all we had to say.
Thank you for the call.
We did two, didn't we?
Yeah.
Two blogs.
Kind of pointless, really. I mean, anything we do want to say, we'll say on the radio.
Have a show.
I really only use it, like, to write an FU letter to the guy at DCR TV anyway. Yeah.
You never know when we might use it in the future, you know, if we have an issue.
Sure.
Or like, if we have issue.
But, like, why blog when you can talk about it? Why blog when you can talk about something that happened to you in your life yesterday when you arrived home yesterday day evening from a day of scintillating radio, entertaining hundreds of people. Who knows, maybe 1,000 people were listening to the show yesterday.
We might have had close to 1,000 yesterday.
Anyway, either way, I was feeling better coming off that kidney infection, that bladder infection thing. Feeling a lot better today.
Good.
Got home last night. Felt pretty good. Pulled in the driveway, and Notice there it was. The mom wagon, Janet's mom, Eleanor, and Danny.
Danny.
They're staying with us. I walked in the door and put on my very best howdy smile.
You know, good for you.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Right.
And she looked right at me, Janet's mother, sitting at the kitchen table, and she said, "Well, you don't look sick." First thing she said.
Well, what a lovely greeting.
That's nice.
Which was nice.
Uh-huh.
What a lovely greeting. A compliment.
Really?
She started you out with a compliment.
Now, apparently, this discussion had happened before I got home because Jan said, "Oh, Mom, now listen, I told you before when you said that, you know what he's going to say." And I said, "What am I going to say?"
Wow. What did she say you were going to say?
She said that I would say, "Well, I'm a pro. Look it up."
Right.
Right. So I said, "Well, that's kind of what I would have said."
Yeah, I mean, that would be the answer.
Because I was thinking I had a variety of answers, but
the stock answer.
That one works fine. So I walked away and started my evening and came back out into the kitchen area. And we were talking about the fact that they were going to go to the White House. As a matter of fact, they did go to the White House for a very nice tour today.
Oh, good.
And thanks very much to those officials down at the White House that...
you arranged that, didn't you?
Yeah, that... Well, yes, Mike.
I was just curious.
Yeah, that was nice of you.
Yeah,
well, it was especially nice of the people that helped out.
Yeah.
So thanks very much to them.
That's nice. I remember when you called out for anybody in the Secret Service, and it's nice to see that we still have some friends in that operation.
We do. So they're talking about it last night. They're very excited, sitting around the kitchen table, got all the maps out and everything.
Sure.
And Danny Noonan, the 13-year-old nephew, he says, you know, with his... "Gosh, Mrs. Cleaver, is that true?" with his wide-eyed, freckled face enthusiasm, with his altar boy enthusiasm.
Right.
He says, "Can we go to the Pentagon?" And everybody laughs and says, "No, you can't get into the Pentagon."
Yeah, not in this day and age.
No.
And at this point, I think, well, this will be a way that I can work my way into the conversation. Uh-huh. I pull up a chair and I said, "Well, actually, no, you can't get in there." I said, "But... Mike and I had a unique opportunity the year after 9/11. We were invited by the people who work in the Pentagon to come do our show there."
The Pentagon Police. They have their own police department, and we were invited by them.
And I said that, and Janet's mother...
Could not have been a nicer bunch of guys.
She looked at me and said, with this tone of voice, "Who invited you?"
Really?
And then I said...
Like... In such a way as to convey disbelief that you would be invited to the Pentagon?
And I followed up then. I said,
We did a broadcast from the Pentagon.
Right. So she said, who invited you?
Yeah. So this is on the heels of "You Don't Look Sick."
Yeah. And I said, I don't know how to put this. Maybe Janet has not told you. We do a show that's very, very popular here in town. And they asked us, and then she said, "How do you get in?" Just like that.
You in particular.
Just like that. Like, looking at me like, you know, it was in essence, two slaps in the face.
Why, like you're some kind of schlub?
I guess so. Like, I'm some rube, you know, and I said...
How do you get in?
And I said, they invited us, and out of all of the things that we've done in our radio career, even before I worked with Mike, I would consider that to be... one of the true highlights.
It was a very special broadcast. I remember it very well. We had a lot of very good people on the show.
I mentioned that one of the Pentagon police became friends with us, and that they invited me down to have Colonel Kling have his picture taken at the podium at the Pentagon, because all of their police dogs are German Shepherd dogs,
right,
as well.
Of course.
And she just had a look that was like,
She wasn't smirking, was she?
No, but it was a look like, just a little boy talking. I don't know how to describe it other than that.
You were a little boy talking?
Yeah, like I was like Opie Taylor coming in saying, "Hey, Paul."
Oh, isn't that nice?
"Hey, Paul, guess what I saw today out in the woods? A dragon."
Oh, so what? Well, isn't that nice? That was the response you got?
Something like that.
Some disbelief, you think, from her? She's a fun lover, no?
Surprise, really.
I don't know. I don't know if disbelief is the right word. I don't know how to interpret it. And I went in the other room and I thought about it. I thought, am I being overly sensitive?
Good question.
And then
isn't that our job?
And then I decided, no, I'm not being overly sensitive. Mm-hmm. That in any case, if someone comes to your head, you say something like, "I was at the Pentagon," you might say, we were there to do our radio show. And she knows about the show, incidentally.
Well, and this is on the heels of you. I mean, they're getting ready to go on their
special tour.
This morning, yes. So we were talking about it last night.
That would kind of indicate that, you know, you've got a little clout in this town, you know, just a little bit. Well, we don't have the same kind of clout as the Inside the Beltway guys, but come on.
And that's not even what I'm bitching about here.
No.
I'm just bitching about the fact that I would gladly do this for Janet's mother. Or,
of course. I know it was a labor of love. You were excited about it.
For anybody who asks. And that's not even the point about the stupid White House thing. It's like I'm sitting there telling you, yeah, we were at the Pentagon for 9/11.
I know what you're doing.
Well, who invited you?
And then you feel the need to sell yourself.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's troublesome when you're in your own living room.
And then I get into the situation, absolutely, where I start doing the whole, well, you don't understand. Mike and I were in New York on 9/11, mm-hmm. and then they invited us to the Pentagon, and that's when she followed it up with, how'd you get in?
Oh, of all people.
Wow.
Then you feel like you have to give your bio. Yeah. And that's uncomfortable. You want it to just kind of be assumed.
So anyway, I walked away.
Yeah, that's probably wise. It's probably best.
I just walked
away. So they're all enjoying their tour today.
I hope so.
Good.
I hope so. I said to Janet, probably would not be a good idea to turn the radio on today.
Oh. Good day for a tour, not for listening to the radio.
Probably so.
Probably so. So how long are they there for?
Let me see. Thursday will be 2 weeks.
They're staying through Thursday?
I'm just saying Thursday will be 2 weeks.
It would be 2 weeks.
Not that
so,
I'm counting.
So the plans haven't necessarily been finalized about
departure. No plans have been finalized at all, Mike.
You're a trooper.
Everything is fantastic.
You're a trooper. You've had, as you've stated, you've had plenty of togetherness.
Yep. I'm on top of the world.
The old innkeeper. Did you have a cocktail last night?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Take the edge off a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And she won't say it publicly, but Jan came to me and said, "Would you please make me a double?" Uh-huh. Of course, darling.
Good stuff.
Of course.
Sure. Well, I think it's this type of job that I know you're like me, that at the end of the day, you know, that door opens. You know, you want just a little. If it's been a good day, you want a little acknowledgement. If it's been a bad day, you want a little acknowledgement.
And, no, it's not that. It's just, listen, her mom pissed me off. I'm over it now.
Good.
Yeah, she's pissed me off. I'm sorry.
Of course.
What am I sorry
You're
for?
You're completely over it.
It's my feeling.
You're totally over it.
Absolutely. Yesterday's news.
Right.
Today's a new day. Water under the bridge. It's all behind you now.
And it was the last thing I'll mention is this morning as they were leaving, the three of them to go get in the car to go to the subway to go down to the White House where one of these guys, the Secret Service guys, were going to personally meet them at the subway stop and take them in. Janet made sure that she turned around and said, "Hey, thanks very much for setting this up." And I said, "You are very welcome."
Uh-huh. Well, it was nice of Janet to say that.
That was nice of her to say that.
Yeah. Oh, well, good. And what did her mother say?
I think she said, "Who invited you?" Or maybe she said, "How'd you get in?" Or maybe she said,
You don't look sick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she's very pleased.
I'm sure she is too, Buzz.
Well, I'm sure they'll regale you with tales
really
of their tour tonight.
I don't really care. I really hope that they are so tired by the time I get home that they are out, like someone has given them chloroform.
Well, you said it was all behind you, so I would think that you'd want to maybe socialize with the mother because she's not going to be here that many more days.
Shut up, you. You know what you are right now? You're an arsonist.
I am a terrible arsonist.
I'm like Tom Hanks on that island in Castaway, just making a little fire with a couple of pieces of wood, and you come by with a big, big lighter and
that guy's garage out in Centerville, Virginia.
Yeah.
I've got all those explosives that he has.
Listen. Here's the thing. I'm just totally inept to be in this situation.
Being a host.
What I mean is, listen, as far as meeting girls' mothers or having any type of a relationship with them, I'm almost 49 years old. There's been three women, okay? The first was the mother of my first wife, who I married when I was 18 and got divorced when I was 18 and a half.
Right.
Then there's Big Frida, mm-hmm. who has been like my mom for 26 years, and that was like getting a size 7 shoe in getting a size 10 foot into a size 7 shoe,
mm-hmm.
and now I've got, just when I thought I'm on the other side of that, it seems to be starting all over again.
Well, when you're in a relationship.
And I know, and that's why I'm ill-equipped, Mike, because I'm no good at this. I'm no good at this.
I think you sell yourself short.
I think you're fine.
I think you are better at it than I am.
Well, my track record would indicate such.
Yeah. I mean, you are better at it.
I'm kidding.
I'll take your insult.
It's a pain in the ass.
I'll take that cruel barb and receive it. But you accommodate.
You try.
Family. Much better than I do.
Yeah.
I don't even accommodate my own family.
I know. I'm having those thoughts.
And I'll probably die alone because I don't accommodate people. These moments of suffering that you go through.
I won't
thank
die
you,
alone.
Rob. Rob, you'll be there.
I'll be at your deathbed.
Thank you very much.
If you promise to come to mine.
I will come to yours.
Thank you.
There we go.
I will die surrounded by people I don't want to be around.
It could happen.
That I'm positive.
It could happen.
You can guarantee you have a lot of people at your side if you die at the beach.
Or die in the river.
Oh, yeah.
You're a 500-pound man.
That's not funny.
And you're in the river for 12 hours.
I can't get out of the river. It's too shallow. Did you help me out of the river? Did you ever just want to go floating on the river and find yourself suddenly stuck?
Tragedy.
Where does this news story come from, Mike?
It comes from Wisconsin, Don. Have you ever heard of this town in Wisconsin?
What is it?
Grantsburg.
No.
A man from the St. Croix River.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
8:15, authorities received a distress call. They got him out around 8 a.m. the next day, 12 hours after rescue attempts.
How big was he?
Dispatch said the man weighed 500 pounds and said his weight was a factor in how long it took crews to rescue him.
Sure.
How come they couldn't get him out right away?
When they brought a boat to get him out that was too shallow, then they tried a hovercraft.
Oh, no.
Then they decided that they'd put some canoes together. Three canoes.
Do you canoe?
Three canoes were tied together, but it was still too shallow, so they physically used it as a stretcher. 40 to 50 rescuers took turns hoisting the boat, carrying it 2 feet at a time.
Oh, wow.
Until they found a spot in the river deep enough for the boat to float down to a waiting ambulance.
Did you ever want to spend a day on the river and end up getting stuck?
Help! Help, I'm in shallow river.
Thank God I have my waterproof baggie with ho-hos.
Help me. Martin Reich. Mike, Martin Reich's tube went flat about 2 miles south of Fox Landing.
Honey, I'm going tubing.
After attempting to get out of the water and walk back, Reich, 39 years old, began having chest pains. He also slipped on irregular rocks, injuring an ankle and a knee.
These rocks are irregular, Junior.
When the crews attempted to rescue Reich by boat, they found the water was too shallow, causing the boat to get caught on the rocks.
Get me three canoes, Junior.
500 pounds. They said his weight was a factor in the unsuccessful rescue attempt.
Three canoes and three cannolis.
Come on now, I need the canoes. Please, help me. 5 a.m. is when they dispatched the hovercraft.
Oh, no.
The hovercraft broke.
Soon after, authorities reported that the hovercraft effort had failed.
Yes.
Help! County authorities said they were trying to recruit a helicopter.
The chain broke.
Get me a helicopter.
That's like in one of those action movies where you have a helicopter that's trying to take off and somebody and it just can't make it. They're like, at some point they gotta say, we're gonna lose control, we gotta let go.
Eventually authorities managed to load Reich onto a raft made of wood and three canoes.
Wow.
Honey, I'm home.
Hey, what a day in the river, 12 hours.
I bet his skin was wrinkled.
Where's my bottom buddy?
I am starving. I didn't have any food.
Seriously, I bet he wanted to get his eat on after 12 hours in the river.
And I waited 30 minutes before I got in the water. And still.
Help, I twisted my ankle.
These rocks are irregular.
I twisted my ankle and now they can't find it.
If they were regular rocks, this fat guy would have been okay.
Sure.
It seems to me that the activity of tubing might be a bit, much. How did he get down to the tubes in the first place? That's what I'm curious. He's 500 pounds.
And is he going to be pulled by a marine vehicle, or was he just going to lay in one of those tubes?
He was in a tube in the deep part of the river, floating.
One tube.
So the tube
must have been a big tube.
Said the tube ran out of air.
Well, sure.
I squashed it. According to the Pine County Sheriff's Office, a group had gone tubing on the river when Martin Reich's tube went flat about 2 miles south of Fox Landing.
Everybody likes to cool off.
There's a leak. I got a leak.
I'm going down. Help. Help. It's a shame they couldn't, like, put air in him.
That's true.
You know, just in his skin, they could probably put some air in there.
I can float.
I'm floating.
This is the freest I have felt.
I've heard from tubers.
I'm flying.
I was talking to somebody about tubing last weekend, as a matter of fact, and they said one of the issues that you have to watch out for is your bottom getting caught on the river when it gets real shallow.
Or hitting a rock, yeah. Been
there. That can hurt, right?
Sure, yes. Yes,
sure.
It can, Larry.
Sure.
That can hurt you.
Yes, it can.
Sure.
But I guess you have to stay in the deep part of the river, and
yes,
you know, rivers are tricky that way.
They are. You have to follow the deep part.
500 pounds is fat, right?
That's big, right?
Right.
All
so,
right.
So when did you decide, like when you got to 400, did you just throw a can in the wind at 400?
Listen, I want a big tube for me. I want a tube with a cold chest, an ice chest for my gallons of milk, and I want another tube for my cookies.
Fill my tube with jelly.
I bet the way I understand this, you float down the river with a bunch of friends, uh-huh. You tie... Like, you tie these coolers into the tube,
oh, sure.
Right.
And you
yeah.
float down, and then you have, like, food, and you put everything, and you float
know what
down,
that is.
And sometimes you stop and you camp. Right?
You know what it is? In essence, it's like the Ramblin' Raft Race.
Right.
Yeah. It's a thing they used to do, a lot of radio stations used to do by rivers, where you would invite your listeners to come out and make homemade boats, or even just come out and go tubing for the day.
Yeah. I have never done it, and I've always wanted to.
It's fun.
It's fantastic.
It's a great
isn't
way
it?
To spend an afternoon.
I mean, you just sit there, and do you tie the tube with food and beer and stuff to the...
Yes.
You just trail it behind
tube
you?
That you put your ice chest in with your food and your
cool.
beer, and away you go.
I've also seen it done where people actually lash all the tubes together so everyone's connected on like a big
now
group.
Now, I've done that with my kid and with nieces and nephews on my jet ski where they are small
them?
Enough, yeah, that I get three of them behind me, and you go whipping around a corner.
Right.
And, oh, it's great and fun until one of them goes fly on like 40 feet away.
So then you got to get there and get them out, fish them out of the river. This is a much more laid-back activity.
You can do it in Harper's Ferry.
Not if you're 500 pounds.
Hello there, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
After 12 hours, the water BM had to be tremendous. That's got to be a hazmat situation.
Yeah, there had to be some E. coli in that river after 12 hours with that guy.
I would assume a man of that carriage would have to... use the river as a facility at some point.
Likewise, it's probably the cleanest he's been in a while.
That's right. And after he got out, the entire river was 1 foot more shallow.
What a slippery rock that was.
Oh, my God.
That is a... that rock is irregular.
Yes.
I stepped on an irregular rock and twist my ankle.
Mind the rock, sir.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hello, Don.
Yes, and Mike. We're all here.
Mike and Buzz, you can listen, too. Perhaps a couple of tons of Riddix would have helped.
It says it was one of the guys that was a rescuer said it was very taxing. It was probably 70 degrees, and the humidity was very high last night. Lifting him, moving 2 feet at a time, you get tired real quick with 600 pounds of cargo.
Well, don't you remember the fun we had when Geraldo moved Hambone out of his apartment in New York?
Yeah. The late Hambone.
Yeah, and this was a guy that weighed... Almost 700?
Yeah, easily that.
Yeah, I think so. Six at least.
We saw this
we
guy.
Called him. Didn't we call him one time and he couldn't hear the phone?
Yeah, and it was because, no lie, it was underneath his butt cheek.
True.
He'd rolled over and the phone was underneath him, and so when it rang, there was absolutely no sound.
Totally true.
Along the lines of your favorite Riddix commercial, I've got to ask if you've seen the ad for the carpet cleaning surface where the dog is dragging his...
Oh, we've talked about that. Yes, Stanley Steamer.
Yeah. It's a wonderful ad.
I immediately thought of you. One more thing for Mike. I've been going over the tapes, and it was definitely not feedback from the headphones. It had to have been the board.
What are you talking about?
The big debate you had before about the feedback, and was it coming from the board, and let's do the test, and I think
what,
it's...
What debate?
I'm lost. I really am. I'm sorry, but...
Oh, it was only from, 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Okay, right.
Jesus Christ. All right, bye.
Welcome to Douchebag Tuesday on the Don and Mike Show. We're only taking calls from douchebags today.
Boy, I wish you were in a river for 12 hours.
I memorize everything.
All right.
All right.
Really?
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm going to miss him.
Says Reich was taken to Burnett Medical Center in Grantsburg. I love these. I love the. Do you, are you familiar with any of these names in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, never heard
where
of
where he was
towns.
Reported to be in stable condition.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Mike. This is Fat Albert, your best friend. Now, how are you?
Here. Get out of here.
Perfect wow. imitation.
I always love it when they direct it to me.
Nice.
Thanks
nice.
So much. Yeah, makes me feel all warm and fuzzy
inside. They want
inside.
Your approval.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I want a whole inner tube stuffed with Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, did you, speaking of that, have you cats seen the Elvis peanut butter cups yet?
No.
No.
We sent Matt out the other day, and he couldn't find any.
Well, we've got two of them here today, two interns here today. They should go out. I was in 7-Eleven last night and saw them.
Maybe we should have a contest as to who can get them first. I mean, really, see who's the better intern. I know Matt took a stab at it the other day, and he failed miserably.
Matt the Pollock and Leroy?
Yeah.
Montgomery.
Leroy Montgomery.
Monty.
Come on in, boys.
Boys, get in here.
Bring our two interns in here.
Get your keys, too.
Our two college lads. Uh-huh. There's Matt the Pollock. You've met him. And Leroy Montgomery. I don't know if we've spoken to him at length yet.
Not at length. No, not at all.
Come on in, Leroy Montgomery. How you doing, dude? Step up.
What's going on, guys?
Hi there, Matt. There you go. Everybody knows Matt.
Hi, Montgomery.
Good afternoon, Don and Mike.
What's happening? What's happening? So here is your task. Incidentally, how do you like the working conditions here, Leroy Montgomery?
Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It is nice.
Are you guys? You guys are almost uniform height too. You have the same height, which is interesting.
Yeah.
They look like two peas in a pod.
I'm probably a little taller.
Can you speak up, please? What was that?
I have on sandals today. I'm probably a little taller than Matt.
Oh, sandals.
I'm
not wearing my lifts. They almost look like brothers.
They do. They could be twins.
Brothers from different mothers, Rob.
They could be twins.
I don't know, Don. I'm colorblind.
Have you been paying attention to the show, gentlemen?
Yes.
Did you hear what Mr. Geronimo was talking about?
I swear they're not in this area. I went to
I swear I was at a 7-Eleven on Route 7 last night, and they were there. They come. I didn't buy it, but I saw. I believe there's only one per package. They're like big, super-sized, and they have Elvis's head on the packaging.
I checked.
Hey, no, listen. I don't want to hear the excuses.
No.
All right,
this really doesn't. It's irrelevant whatever your excuse would be today.
Who's the best intern? Let's find out.
We're going to find out. Both of you, that's your challenge. Go find us the Elvis peanut butter cup.
Get out of here. Bye, boys.
And I mean, really, don't come back without it.
Oh, God. Okay, bye.
And this is not, you guys have, you both have your own cars here? Do you both have your own rides? Okay,
yeah,
you're all both on your own. Take separate
Get
vehicles.
Out of here. Bye-bye.
Which Take one on Route 7? I'm just going to head for that one.
No.
Get
no
out of
cheating.
Here, Matt.
Get out of there. Yap. My
Matt.
Money's on Montgomery. Montgomery, don't let me down.
Always,
I really want you to beat him.
Always bet on black.
I really want you to beat him.
I'm just quoting the great Wesley Snipes, Mike.
One of the greatest quotes of Wesley Snipes ever.
Always bet on black. Passenger 57.
That's right. Snipes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, because look, I could last July.
Uh-huh. Ah, yes, it's Al Jazeera. It's Al Jazeera Douchebag Tuesday on the Don and Mike show.
Да, это звонит вам один шлёцик тут такой. А вы шлёцики что там делаете?
Yes, I know. Perhaps this could be Russian. I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, hold
Russian.
On, though. If this is Arabic, you know, this might be the way the bad guys are using our airwaves to communicate, to send out some sort of evil message. Mm-hmm. We must identify this language now.
Yes.
How are we going to do it?
Arabic.
Russian? Hey, can you speak? Hold on. Can you speak English and tell us what language you're speaking?
Oh, no English.
You don't speak English, but
you speak enough English to say no English.
No English. Where are you from? What country?
Belarus.
Belarus. So it is kind of a Russian uh-huh. type thing.
Right.
So I think we might be okay. Although they're the enemy too.
Of course they are, especially with Putin.
Yeah.
Putin is like a dictator in training. Remember, you can't spell dictator without dick.
Yep. And isn't he kind of tied to Iran a little bit, you know?
Oh, yeah. They sell stuff to Iran
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, let's be as paranoid as we can be.
Yes, they're the evil empire.
Man,
you goddamn
Rusky.
All we did was...
For
the birds, Boris.
All we did was bring you flat-screen TVs and McDonald's, and look how you thank us.
Really, you could treat us a little better now that you don't have to stand in line for TP.
God, we are tired of being the world's toilet.
Exactly.
The United States of America. The
world's made.
Yes, that Yankee Mike.
USA kick ass, yeah?
USA does kick ass.
You're right, Borat. It sure does.
Da, right.
USA.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. What's up? Hello.
Hey, the cultural mecca, otherwise known as Waldorf, the Wawa gas station has your...
No, don't.
Listen, the guy's calling to tell our stupid interns where they have these Reese's peanut butter cups.
However, if they have to go up there... Yeah.
To Waldorf?
That's funny.
They'll be back tomorrow.
That is truly funny. That would be an interesting stat, you know, a strategy.
They'll want to go quick before rush hour starts.
This is funny. Who will be the first intern? And really, those are the instructions. And we should call them.
It's like a scavenger hunt, actually.
Yeah, and the instructions are, do not come back unless you have it.
Oh,
can
hold
I toss
on,
in
on.
One other thing that you'll want to know that'll make this more fun for
no
you?
No more calls for a second, everybody.
Matt has no air conditioning in his car right now.
Excellent.
And the one who does not achieve his goal shall be punished on tomorrow's show.
Amen. Oh, cool. Fantastic.
I'm not sure what it will involve, but let's just start with the kiddie pool.
Yes, absolutely.
It'll have to be some sort of outdoor adventure tomorrow.
Kiddie pool with perhaps a opposite sex type of swimwear. For starters. Kiddie pool in a bikini. Just for starters.
So do you think they're listening right now in their cars? Do you think they listen to our show in their cars? Our interns, do you think they listen?
They don't have radios. They don't have radios or air conditioning.
Do you think that there's a chance that their car is anywhere as near as dirty as Joe's?
Oh my God. You said you observed Joe's car the other day.
I parked next to Joe yesterday, and I thought I was parked next to Rob Grippy's car.
Wow.
That guy who lives in his car.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Seriously, in Joe's car yesterday, there had to be, conservatively, 20 empty Marlboro Red boxes, maybe 20 different assorted cans of energy drinks and combination of like Cragmont cola and a bunch of Target bags.
Just scattered?
Yeah, and ashes and Wendy's wrappers.
He doesn't litter.
And just really pig style.
That does resemble the Grippy Mobile.
Joe is a slob, and Joe doesn't throw away plastic grocery bags, and it drives me nuts.
What did you notice in Joe's workstation? I think it was last week or the week before. Was it a cheese wrapper? You know, like
I believe it was the
single
top.
You had a great line about that.
It was, I believe, from a Kraft single.
Single like slice of cheese that had been sitting there for.
And since he had eaten it.
And seriously, they wonder why we have rats or mice, whatever it is that we have here.
We have rodents. They look like mouse droppings because you know what John has done?
Have you seen those bear traps he set up back there?
No, he finally set up some traps.
As a matter of fact, ask him about the special trap. You'll like this.
John, what's the deal with the special trap?
I instructed young Matt this morning to stop by a Home Depot or a Lowe's to pick up some traps, just the regular plain old snap traps that everybody remembers. And... Excuse
you okay?
me.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. What the hell was that?
Whoa.
And he called me about halfway through. He was all excited because
like
he'd
a bile rubber band.
I can make another one up for you. He'd found an electronic rat trap by the same people who make the regular snap trap that he so enjoyed that he had to spend $40 on.
Oh, we got a 40. So it's one of the it electrocutes the.
It runs on 5C batteries.
It electrocutes the rat.
Cool.
I remember coming home once, and my father says C's are not allowed in this house.
Five of them.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
C.
All that came up out of C batteries.
As soon as you smell cooked meat, you've caught a mouse.
Hold on, is this Matt the Pollock calling in?
Shouldn't be.
Matt.
Yeah.
Is this Matt the Pollock?
Somebody broke into my car.
When?
Right, like 20 minutes ago, dude, while I was parked outside.
Hold on, what, Robbie?
It's not breaking in if you leave your window down. It's just someone took something. What'd they take?
All the change and just about that has trashed my car. It's definitely a mess now.
What do you mean they trashed your car?
They, like, opened up the glove compartment and, like, the little side box and just took everything out.
So did you have your window rolled down?
Don't have AC. Something's trying to keep it cool in here.
You don't have AC, but you're in the building. Did you roll the window up when you came into the building?
No, not completely.
We're in an office park, you dummy. Of course there's gonna be someone's going to walk by and take change or whatever sitting in your car.
That's when you thought you're in a safe neighborhood, I suppose.
Have you left the parking lot yet?
Oh, I'm out of the parking lot.
Well, you better hurry because, you know, if you lose, you're going to be in a kiddie pool tomorrow.
And technically, breaking into a car happens when the car is broken into.
Yeah.
What you did
is you feel violated.
You set up like a salad bar, and they came and they took your change.
He looks violated.
He feels violated. Well, if you don't get that Elvis cup, you'll be violated.
All I ask is the kiddie pool is filled with cold water.
Get out of here. God, you're annoying.
See, he's yapping
Meanwhile, Montgomery is
Is out getting the job done.
Montgomery on his way to find the Reese's peanut butter.
Once again, white men can't jump.
Right, exactly.
Matt, you don't think Montgomery took your change, do you?
Just to slow you down.
Exactly. It's all strategy.
Yeah, whatever. I'm
less talking, more finding Elvis peanut butter cups.
Go.
Bye.
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 I parked next to him and I saw that window halfway down. I said he's looking for trouble.
Went into his glove compartment.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Took his change.
Radio God. Dashboard.
Howdy, what's up?
How are thee?
Fine, thank ye.
I had already placed your Shining Joe on a very high pedestal after he killed during Best Of. But now, please don't laugh. But now to hear that he is so highly evolved.
You should just stop right there when you said Joe killed during Best Of.
Yeah.
Because we all know Joe sucks when he hosts the Best Of.
No, he was brilliant.
Yeah. Brilliant.
What I'm telling you now is that his highly evolved mannerisms of not worrying about how nice a car is and just treating it like a garbage can on wheels like I do has now risen him up in my mind to a whole another level.
This guy's a Joe fanatic.
Yeah. Get Joe a show. Immediately get Joe his own show.
The right. Joe show.
America demands it.
All right, get out of here, you pig.
It has risen him up.
Well, you know, really, I think that, you know, you talk about White House tours. We should have tours of the Joe workstation.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
That's exactly what his workstation smells like.
And everybody wonders why we have rodents here. You know, the guy just eats back there and throws food on the floor.
Right.
Look at this car. Joe.
You're talking, and boy, you can walk the walk when you're giving this, because you are slightly anal when it comes to your vehicle.
And not like that, but no.
No, you're how many times do you wash your car a week? Seriously.
Once a week, but I touch it up. Uh-huh. You know, I go out in the garage area and wipe it down and armor all it down and make it smell real nice.
Once a week is good.
Look real good.
You ever touch up the tires?
Oh, always. Are you kidding me?
Like you touch up the tires when you're not going to the regular wash?
Yeah, sure.
So you have armor all in your garage?
I've got it in my car.
And you have the little applicator that...
I've got the little... it's like a little sponge that's got a little handle on it. That goes right around, and I got a thing to clean my rims in case I want a nice rim job. Big, gigantic rims.
Your oversized rims.
You ever use, I think it's built made by Armor All, the tire foam that you just spray on and it dissolves off?
I don't like that. I like doing
it. I like it.
I like putting the Armor All, you squeeze it out in the middle of this little sponge thing, and you just go right around the tire, and that baby
Your car looked
so
clean
nice.
Last night when I saw you driving by me. Your car looked really, really clean.
I can't help it, Mike.
Very clean, and I said, that car's so clean.
I can't help it that you were going 54, and I wanted to go 55.
Yeah, you were going 57, actually, 57.
And that was through the toll road, toll booth.
You know what that is? That you're tempting fate there. You should just, but for the grace of God.
I know
God,
that makes you uptight.
Didn't
I won't
you,
say
didn't you just say that whole thing the other day, but for the grace of God go I?
Yes, there, but for the grace of God go I. No. I don't say that to you as that's not a slight. That is a that is a tribute.
I didn't even notice you last night. I swear to God.
How could you? You never notice. But I'm always waving, and then I'm always very, very discouraged as I go. You know, I'll do the thumbs up, and I'll be the
big wave.
And it's just you are so totally focused. You are a man with a task, and
I wanted to get home to Eleanor,
and I cry every time.
It was Eleanor time.
Eleanor wanted to. You wanted to go home and get your greeting.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell.
You don't look sick.
How'd you get? Hold on, what was it? Who invited you? How'd you get in?
You were anxious to see them last night. That's why you were.
That's why I was driving fast, Mike. That's right. Anxious to get home,
Eleanor.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, giddy up.
Giddy up, what's happening?
Oh, not much. This is Jesus Christ calling from the Shepherd Pride Institute in Ellicott City. How you doing?
What's happening, Jesus?
Oh, nothing. You are saved.
Oh, I know I am. I've got a friend in Jesus. No problem. I'm not the guy you need to talk to. You need to talk to Buzz.
Is Buzz saved?
Yeah, Buzz is saved. Yeah, I need a joint, Buzz.
Thank you, J-Man.
Fantastic.
I need a joint. Can you come down here and smoke me up?
I'll hook you up.
Like, you can't just make one yourself.
Well, I kind of
couldn't you take?
They
couldn't
have
you
locked inside?
Couldn't you just take one joint and suddenly turn it into like 500 ounces?
Teach a man to roll.
Yeah, bring me an eighth, and you will have eternal prize.
That's how I roll.
All right, goodbye, Jesus. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Son of God. Don and Mike.
Thanks for straightening that out, Rob.
Son of God. You guys better start talking about something. I'm going to change my channel to Dr. Laura. She's kicking you guys' ass.
Yeah, we were afraid of that.
Gotcha.
Ass.
Right.
Thank you for the update. Yes, we're aware of that.
Yes.
Yeah, we're so afraid.
You better hear him talk about something.
The female spray of Dr. Laura is infecting us.
Yeah. But you know what? Our Bush has never been on the internet.
Dr. Laura can teach you a few things, Don, about women.
This guy's killing me. This guy is killing.
This guy calls all the time.
He'll teach you something about relationships.
Very good. I look forward to that. I'll tune in sometime.
Isn't this the guy that calls from Oakland, California, like once a week or twice a week?
Hey, Rob, I have a question for you.
Hold on. Are you or are you not calling from the Bay Area, Oakland?
Rob.
He is. That's a yes.
Yep. One chance and you're gone. Are you calling from Oakland?
West Oakland's in the house.
West Oakland. Got it.
Rob.
Yes. He's here. What?
Rob.
Yes.
Rob, I have a Hitler stamp. I wonder what it's worth. Do you have any idea?
What's his
word? Here he comes to the microphone.
What makes a Nazi?
Has it been canceled?
How does he get that way?
Yes, it's a four center.
It would be four marks.
Four marks.
Because even before the war, sir, we didn't make any Hitler stamps in America.
Four Deutschmarks.
If it's canceled, it's just a lovely keepsake. Goodbye. It's really
heavy.
We got a
break.
Okay, everybody shut up. Please, we got a break.
Hey.
Bye.
Hey. Don't go to break.
Bye.
We got to go to break.
Don't go, Don.
We got to go. See you later.
It's a fourth center, man.
Okay, bye-bye. We'll be right back.
I got a headache.
I mean, we'll be right back. Here we go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.